Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. As I was listening to Brett Baer from Fox News share the story of his son, Pauly, I thought back to my oldest son who was in ICU for several weeks. He had a lot of troubles with allergies and some other issues, and I remember feeling so hopeless and helpless and wishing it could be me instead of him struggling. He's a big, strong dude now, but a lot of us have to face struggles like this, not only with our kids, but with other people in our family. I thought it'd be a good topic to talk with Dr. Braccio about. Dr. Braccio, what'd you think of Brett Baer's story?
I think terrific. I'm going to definitely read that book. I followed him, obviously, with his show for years now, and I think he comes across as a true gentleman. And obviously, this is something that's been a tremendous crisis in the family. And I think when you consider the son, I guess, is 6 3/4 years old, I think he said, he's coming along. And but there are very few things in life that are more devastating, heart-wrenching, painful than for a child, for a parent when a child is ill or not feeling well or not doing well. It's that rare relationship, Tony, where a person would give up their life, would do anything to have the child have less pain, have less suffering. So what he went through, pretty devastating. I've had a chance to work and I believe console and help many people that have been in circumstances where they've lost a child or they have a child who's very, very ill. And in our own community, the Spartan community, with what happened with Lacey this year, with the Adrian Payne situation, I think we saw that and just the difficulty and how horrible it really is. But there's few things that can be more painful, if anything more painful, than a child suffering and a parent trying to help, doing whatever they can, but the pain, the suffering, and it just goes on.
Well, how do you help folks deal with that?
I think you first have to recognize that your child is a gift, and if you're spiritual, a gift from God, someone to you, to love any way you can, to give the best you can while the person is here, hopefully, to overcome the particular problems that are there. And if they can't be overcome, then you just have to really love, respect, care, and draw yourself together as a family and keep the memories of the person for a lifetime. And if hopefully the person overcomes it and gets going and has a great life, but it's something we try to help others go through. And if you've experienced it, and every parent has had a child that's had some type of a flu, influenza, some hurt themselves, an accident, broke a bone, had some type of a concussion. So everybody can relate. And I think this is one of those, we're all a village, we're all together. If we know someone that's been hurt, we know someone who's has a child that has some real problems. I think it's helpful as the person is ready to accept and receive that we try to help. But clearly ministers, psychologists, certainly in my work, it's very not at all unusual to work with grief-stricken parents. And we just try to help. We try to be there. And I think a book like Brett has written here, if people read it, they can identify, they can learn, they can empathize, maybe cry a little bit, and just see what a loving family with good medical care can really do to help somebody who had some real congenital problems, still does, but can overcome many of them and hopefully go on and lead a normal life.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out his website at drjohnb.com. Have a great day, Dr. Braccio.
I will, my friend. Good talking to you, Tony. Bye-bye.